And welcome back. It's midday. I'm Tom Hall here in Studio A with our theater critic, Jay Wynn Russick. How are you doing, Judy?
Fine. Thank you, Tom.
Good to see you as always. So last week, you were going to review for us a show at Center Stage. We were preempted when NPR provided live coverage of the hearing before the Senate Judiciary Committee. So we're going to talk about two shows today. One is the new show at Baltimore Center Stage, Cat on a Hot Tin Roof, as well as the show that's at the Fells Point Corner Theater. That one's called Sex with Strangers. So, Judy, Cat on a Hot Tin Roof, Sex with Strangers. Do these plays actually have anything in common since we're going to be talking about them together?
They were written half a century apart. But yes, indeed, they do have some things in common. Both of them deal with sexual politics. In both of them, one character tries to use sex to get something from another character. In Tennessee Williams' Cat on a Hot Tin Roof, Maggie wants a baby to help her inherit some of her dying father-in-law's estate. In Sex with Strangers, which is a play by Laura Eason about a pair of writers, the male writer seduces the female writer because he wants to publish her new novel on his app. And that's not the only thing I found in common. Economic inequities also figure into both of these plays. Maggie grew up a dirt poor debutante, but she married into this fabulously wealthy family. And in Sex with Strangers, the male writer, Ethan, is a rich, best-selling celebrity author. Olivia, as Ethan readily admits, the other writer, is the more gifted of the two, but she can't support herself writing. So I don't know if Laura Eason would see herself as an heir to Tennessee Williams, but yes, there are common threads.
So let's talk about each one sort of one at a time. Cat on a Hot Tin Roof, you mentioned Tennessee Williams, 20th century classic, to be sure. The problem with classics is that they're classic, and they're classic for a reason. They get done a lot. How about Baltimore Center Stage? Does this production feel fresh?
It does. It does. And you're right. It is hard to do bring freshness to a classic. This is certainly one of Tennessee Williams' greatest plays. What feels especially fresh to me is the relationship between the parents, the older generation. The play, you may remember, features three generations of a prosperous family from the Mississippi Delta. The older generation is Big Daddy and Big Mama. The next generation is their sons and their wives, Gooper and May and Brick and Maggie. And the third generation is Gooper and May's young, loud, wild children. The play takes place on Big Daddy's 65th birthday. He is dying of cancer, but everyone is trying to hide this from him. He's an extremely successful, self-made man, but he hasn't written a will. So there's a lot of jockeying for inheritance, especially between the two daughters-in-law, and that's really what drives the play. Usually, this play focuses on Brick and Maggie. The title refers to Maggie. She calls herself Maggie the Cat. But in this production, I really felt the emphasis shifts to the troubled nature of Big Daddy and Big Mama's marriage. And we see how that marriage is the bad example underlying Brick and Maggie's marriage. Brick, like his father, can't stand his own wife, though for very different reasons. Brick and Maggie's marriage is built on very shaky ground. In William's words, Brick is homosexual with a heterosexual adjustment. But this is something that Brick doesn't admit, even to himself.
So very big stars have played some of the roles in Cat on a Hot Tin Roof, both on stage and in the movies. How do the performances at Baltimore Center Stage measure up?
Well, I should say the production is directed by Judith Ivey, who's best known as a Tony Award-winning actress. But she gets some standout, really extraordinary portrayals of Big Daddy and Big Mama. Big Daddy has been played by Burl Ives and by Charles Durning. James Earl Jones played Big Daddy. At Baltimore Center Stage, he's played by David Schramm, and he definitely holds his own in that company. He plays Big Daddy as tough, but a man who knows human nature and is much more tolerant than you would expect. Big Mama's played by Charlotte Booker. She plays her as a woman who seems very silly, but she is fierce in her devotion to her husband. Both Big Mama and Big Daddy blatantly favor their younger son, Brick, even though he is an unrepentant alcoholic. When the play starts, Brick has broken his ankle, drunkenly trying to jump hurdles. He has a cast. He has a crutch. It's not easy to play a character who's dead inside, but I think you need to glimpse what Brick could have been, and I didn't really see much of that in Andrew Pastidi's performance. Maggie, interestingly, is played by Andrew Pastidi's real-life wife, Stephanie Gibson. I think they got married in July. The way that her Maggie looks at Brick, it is quite clear that she has not given up on him. And their Brick and Maggie are well-matched, certainly in terms of their quick wits. But the relationship just doesn't have the depth that we see with Big Daddy and Big Mama. I brought a clip of Big Daddy, a man who has always pushed forward, trying to find out why his son Brick has just plain given up. This is David Schramm and Andrew Pastides.
I'll make a bargain with you. You answer my question, and I'll pour you one. I'll go get that liquor myself and hand it to you.
I'll tell you in one word.
What word?
Disgust! Now, how about that drink?
Disgust with what?
I can hop on one foot, and if I fall, I can crawl.
You want liquor that bad?
Yeah, I want it that bad.
David Schramm and Andrew Pastides in Cat on a Hot Tin Roof. It's at Baltimore Center Stage. So, Judy, what's this production look like?
Well, it takes place in the mid-1950s in a grand mansion on an immense plantation in the Mississippi Delta. All the action takes place in Brick and Maggie's bedroom. The rest of the family has to come there because he has now limited mobility. The set is designed by Adam Koch, and he has created this very elegant room, which has two major features that fit into the play thematically. Behind the room, there's a long wraparound porch, and the porch doors are never closed, which allows for a lot of eavesdropping. And then the bed, which is the centerpiece of the set, has a brass headboard whose bars look a little like the bars on a cage. And Maggie tells Brick very early in the play, "I'm not living with you. We both share the same cage." So this is a place of luxury, but not a place of comfort.
So let's move then from the middle of the 20th century to the 21st century. Sex with Strangers, we mentioned, is at the Fells Point Corner Theater. It's their season opener. This is a Baltimore premiere, right?
Yes,
it's about a pair of writers, so tell us a little more.
Well, the two writers get snowed in at a kind of writer's retreat. They don't know each other. Olivia is a very serious writer. She supports herself by teaching. Her first novel was not well reviewed. It's out of print. She's come here to work on her second novel. Ethan arrives unexpectedly. He's the author of New York Times nonfiction bestsellers, the first of which was called Sex with Strangers. His books grew out of blogs, and they in turn grew out of a bet that he could sleep with a different stranger every week for a year. Now he's turning the books into a screenplay and he's trying to write a novel, and we quickly discover that his showing up and finding Olivia there is anything but random. He wants something from Olivia. I also have to say, Tom, this play debuted in 2011, but the issue of taking advantage of women, particularly someone trying to distance himself from past behavior, well, it couldn't be more timely.
Yeah.
Let's listen to Olivia's reaction to the way Ethan portrays women in his books. This is Catherine Daniels and Matthew Lindsay Payne.
Well, it wasn't fun reading about you having sex with 100 other women and all the webcam stuff and the underground sex parties, all of that. I find really creepy. I mean, I am not like that. I am not interested in that.
That's fine. I've already done all that.
That's not the point. The thing that really bothered me was the way you talked about those girls. I mean, who is that guy? You walk in here and I don't see him at all.
He's not me. Not anymore.
The picture on the book jacket is you.
What I wrote about, I did that stuff years ago.
Like five?
That's a long time.
Is it?
And we apologize for the bleep that we missed there. That's Catherine Daniels and Matthew Lindsay Payne in Fells Point Corner Theater production of Sex with Strangers. So, Judy, this is a two-person play, right?
Yes,
so
yes.
the whole play rests on just these two people. That's a big responsibility, how they do.
It is, it is. And these are two actors who play off each other and play with each other quite well, whether in love or war, and most of the action is one or the other. The play is directed by Patrick Gororosi. He starts the play with a wordless scene of Catherine Daniels, Olivia, dancing alone to I'm So Excited. So though we're going to see her as a very bookish kind of loner, we also know that she's got a passionate side. And Catherine Daniels also makes it clear that her character is a very serious writer. On the other hand, Matthew Lindsay Payne's Ethan is a sheer opportunist. He's an operator. He's quite a bit younger than Olivia, but much slicker. He's part celebrity in a cyberspace world that she can barely imagine and really doesn't want to, but he's very envious, dangerously envious of her talent. And he insists, as you heard, that he's different from the sex with strangers persona, that was in his past. Here they are again as he tries to explain this a little more to Catherine Daniels, Olivia.
I do think my novel has the potential to be significant.
You do?
I do.
Well, should I read Sex with Strangers in the meantime?
No, don't. I don't want you to. No.
Why not?
I don't want that stuff to be the first thing of mine that you read. I'm glad for what they've done for me, but until I prove I'm not just that guy from those books, until I write what I want to write and prove that I deserve to be... You know, people think that they know me, what I can do, what I can't, but they're wrong.
Matthew Lindsay Payne and Catherine Daniels in Sex with Strangers at Fells Point Corner Theater. So, Judy, I got to ask, is this an X-rated play? Are there such things?
Well, I can see how the title would lead you to think that, but no, this is very tastefully handled. There's no nudity, for example. It is, however, the first production I've ever seen that credits an intimacy choreographer. This is a relatively new field. The person filling that role at Fells Point Corner is Emily Sucher. Her bio says that she's part of a ground floor effort to empower artists and to create truthful and safe theater. The production is a whole, she does that in this production.
So she coaches intimacy the way some people coach sword fights?
Yes, exactly. Exactly. And the result is a very strong community theater offering. There are only a few small choices that I felt didn't work. The two acts take place in different cities at different times, but there wasn't enough distinction between the sets, so that was a little confusing. And there were recorded excerpts of a poem, Orbit, by Andrea Gibson between the scenes, kind of as if they were written by Olivia. Really not necessary.
So the final verdict, then. Are we recommending Baltimore Center Stage's production of Tennessee Williams' big hit, Cat on a Hot Tin Roof? And how about Fells Point Quarter Theater, Sex with Strangers? Is that a good introduction to this playwright's work?
I have to say, this isn't her first play in the area. Baltimore Center Stage did an adaptation, her adaptation of Around the World in 80 Days in 2009, and her credits also include House with Cards. This is a very smart production and proves that the playwright's more up to the minute than probably even she realized. Cat on a Hot Tin Roof at Center Stage, I think, will be especially interesting to Tennessee Williams fan, particularly because of the portrayals of Big Daddy and Big Mama and the idea of patriarchal power being increasingly diminished in each subsequent generation. What we've got here, Tom, the biggest regional theater in Baltimore and one of its most established community theaters, both starting their seasons on very intriguing notes.
Very good. All right. Well, we look forward to both of them. Cat on a Hot Tin Roof, it's at Baltimore Center Stage until the 14th of October. Sex with Strangers is at Fells Point Corner Theater until the 7th of October. And we got a link to the details and all that stuff on our website, wypr.org/midday. So next week, we're going to talk on Friday instead of Thursday, Judy, and we're going to talk about the Comedy of Errors at Annapolis Shakespeare. Mm-hmm.
Yes, yes. This is a very unusual production. Look forward to telling you about it.
Me too. All right. Thanks for being with us. We'll see you next week. Lunch today was provided by Eddie's of Roland Park, Baltimore's gourmet grocer since 1944. Eddie's of Roland Park offers a selection of local gift baskets and Maryland jumbo lump crab cakes that can be shipped anywhere throughout the United States. Details online at eddiesofrolandpark.com. That'll do it for us today. Tomorrow, my guest is John Waters, whose work as a visual artist is being celebrated with a huge retrospective at the Baltimore Museum of Art. The exhibition opens on Sunday, and John Waters will be with me for the hour tomorrow here on Midday. Hope you can join us then. On behalf of the entire Midday team, thanks for listening. Stay tuned for Here and Now. That's on the way right after a break for news at the top of the hour. I'm Tom Hall. Have a great day.